Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello.
Howdy. Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm still like getting over the whole White Lotus finale.
Yeah, oh boy, same here. Oh, it's been a month probably because this is, we were recording this a bit earlier because of our trip.
Right.
So we've already been on our trip too.
Oh, well, yeah. You guys look rested and beautiful.
Thank you.
Not tan, but you look museumed.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Anyway, yeah. But a lot of people haven't watched White Lotus.
Yeah, true. Yet. Yeah. With the way TV is now, you could watch it in like 6 years, you know.
Mm-hmm. We will not give any spoilies, we promise.
We might.
Yeah.
I liked it.
The Lotus is, it's not black.
Did you like the finale?
I did. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was brilliant.
I loved the whole season. I was so impressed because the first two seasons are so good. Like, it's the type of show that you could be like, wah, wah, this season was... I feel like every single season is great.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's almost like every Costco haul we have.
Yeah.
No pressure, Mikey.
who's friends with Mike White? Come get him on our podcast. We want to talk.
We could be friends with Mike White.
Yeah, we could find him out.
I want to watch Chuck and Buck. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I saw all of his early movies. That was back when I was like really into film. Chuck and Buck's great. There's one with Jennifer Aniston that's really good.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Is it The Waitress?
He's very talented.
It's really good.
He's at School of Rock.
Mm-hmm. And he was in that. I didn't realize he was. Oh, and he's also like been in a whole bunch of reality shows.
Yeah, he's on Survivor.
Maybe even like, what's the other one? Amazing Race or something? I don't know.
Is this the Mike White episode?
It might be. Anyway, actually, no, it's a Costco haul episode. Yes. And it's one that Mikey has very high hopes for this.
I really think this is an ultimate Costco haul. I really do.
All right. Well,
raising the bar.
Soon to be decided upon.
Yeah.
All right. Before we jump in, what you got? Breaking
news. All right. Here's one I know Lisa will really like. Perrier has launched a new mocktail sparkling water. So the line is called Maison Perrier Chic, and it includes four flavors. Dacker Red. So it's like a strawberry daiquiri, I guess. Pina Fizz, which is, I guess, pina colada. Peach Spritzer, and then a citrus fizz, which looks like it might be lemon. So they are made with real fruit juice, and each can's only 30 calories or less. I guess some of them are less than 30 calories. And they originally launched in Canada last year, and it was a hit. So now they're here in America, so they should be hitting shelves very soon.
You know, I'm a Perrier purist.
Yeah.
I really don't even like the flavored Perriers that much, with some exception because they have a peach and a watermelon. But I will try all of these because I drink Perrier like nonstop. Yeah. I'm drinking one now.
Once I see them, we'll have them on the show. The picture I found has a Whole Foods logo on it. So maybe it's at Whole Foods exclusively to start, and then it'll go further. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but it looks like it might be Whole Foods at least.
And if it's Whole Foods, it'll be on Amazon.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Exciting.
Yeah. So. I like that these have some fruit juice in them because straight fizzy water is a little intense for me, so I like that there's a little fruit juice added.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
So, yeah. And that's the only thing I have because we got a lot of hot food we got to eat.
All right. Let's jump in. First item up for chewing, Tipiak pull-apart cheese bread stuffed with cheese, garlic, and herbs. This is a pull-apart bread. I keep seeing pull-apart bread everywhere. Wow. Look at you.
Ooh, made with real maniac. French sourdough bread. Look how aesthetically pleasing it is.
Look at it in real life. It looks better than the photo.
Oh, wow.
And so they have two different ways to do it, either air fry or oven. I air fried it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And you're just supposed to pull it apart?
Yeah.
Oh, hot.
Oh, that was too hot. Oh, wow.
The plate. Whoa. I cannot touch the plate.
That's so weird. I was able to.
Oh, this side is way hotter.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sorry. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. So this is like a loaf of bread, right?
Yeah.
That is stuffed with cheese, garlic, and herbs. I know this is definitely a case. You know, like with brownies, do you like an edge piece or a middle piece?
Yeah, I like a middle piece.
I'm not an edge.
Well, I like a lot of people do. You remember that brownie edge pan where everything was an edge? I was like, why do it?
Oh, this
all right,
good.
So let's talk about this. This is a tiny little, this comes pre-cut.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little square.
Yes, but the stats are actually really impressive.
Let's see.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm. That cheese is like liquid, like it's like goo.
Wow. The bread is high quality.
Yeah, that's amazing.
How many calories is that little teeny bite?
I was very impressed because Mike showed it to me and he's like, the stats are great. And I'm like, how great could they be? It's bread and cheese. But that like ping pong ball sized item, 32 calories.
Worth it.
Yeah. Totally so you get four of them for 130 calories.
That's so good.
You want another one before I put it away?
No, I'm good. I would I would dip that in marinara.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
If you served this, like this is such a good schnappetizer. I don't know why I called it a schnappetizer. It's such a good appy. Like
it really people would love that. People would love that. That's like restaurant quality.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was tippy. Sure.
Well, this is a product of France and this is a blend of brie. I don't know this cheese. Emmental?
Emmental? I have no idea.
And mozzarella, aromatic garlic and herbs. Mm. And just as a overall, all these products were found at our local Costco in Southern California, but store to store and regional availability is going to vary. Wow. So, you know, these, we wish you luck.
Yeah, I hope that's available. Is it available only in Costco?
This one is available, as far as we know, only in Costco. Four pieces, 130 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, actually low in sodium. Four Weight Watcher points. It is Tipiak pull apart cheese bread stuffed with cheese and garlic and herbs. And you find it in the fridge section.
And they slid 5 grams of protein in there. That's pretty good.
I love this. Mm.
Okay, next up, this is I remember this brand, Ruprecht. Mm-hmm. Ruprecht black garlic roast beef. This is a refrigerated roast beef product.
Nice. Mike, you're dripping.
I'm a big roast beef
Your
fan.
Au jus is showing.
I have knives here too if you need them.
Well, actually, it's fork tender. Look at this. So what is the story with this? It's just like garlic roast beef?
Black garlic, apparently. I didn't know.
Well.
And I poured a little bit of the sauce on top of it, as it says in the instructions.
Very salty.
Whoa.
Very, very salty.
Holy.
Too salty for me.
Yeah, for me too. And I love salt. But that is that tastes like someone emptied the salt shaker on
top. Yeah, that's crazy. Why did I do that?
So here's the thing is it could be from the sauce. So after you cook it, you pour the sauce on top of it. So I only did it for our pieces. So the sauce is at the bottom right now. So if I don't know if I want to right now, go get the tray that I came in and just take a piece without the sauce on top. It could be a little bit different.
Interesting.
It's also very black peppery.
Very.
Yeah.
It's a little, I mean, it's still yummy, but it's fantastic. I don't regularly eat roast beef.
Right.
So it's like, it's yummy because it's roast beef and it's tender.
I really like roast beef and I am curious if you have it without all the sauce, is it better?
Well, maybe we get a quick little.
Yeah, go do it, Mike.
I would love it.
You want to give us a topic? We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves about peanuts.
A legume, not a nut.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something that is deadly to so many people now that wasn't a long time ago. Like there are so many people that are allergic to peanuts now and that they never used to be. I love peanuts though.
I can't remember where I saw or read this, but somebody was trying to calm someone down who was having an anxiety attack and they said, name three nuts. And it was like, it causes you to pause and do it. Think. But the last one they said was peanuts and the person said, that's a legume.
And then they died.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sad story.
Terrible. Yeah, because, I mean, how many nuts are called? Well, they are all called nuts. Not almonds. You don't say almond nut, but you say pistachio nut.
Pistachio nut.
I do.
You do?
I mean, not always.
Yeah.
But you'd never say an almond nut.
Never.
But I've heard people say cashew nuts.
You would say pistachio nut.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What's your favorite nut? Cashew, right?
Mm-hmm. With pistachio second and almonds third. Yes. How about you? Almonds?
Do you know what I love that I haven't had in a while? Like a Brazil nut?
Oh, the big... I don't really like those for some reason.
I'm going Brazil style.
Whoa. Mike is like...
Brazil? This is crazy. I feel like I'm at that place. What is that place called?
Where they like slice your meat table side. Wait.
It's Brazil style.
Yeah, it is. Totally.
Mike, we totally did... we took your topic.
Wait till you hear it. This is saltier than ever. I think the sauce washed off some of the sodium.
Wow.
No, I mean, and I love salt. It tastes like a mistake.
That's my favorite insult. You taste like a mistake.
I like it. I mean, I get the saltiness.
Maybe, though, if you had it like with like some mashed cauliflower or potato, like if you put it with something.
Maybe.
Maybe we're being too forgiving.
I don't know. It's weird. Okay.
Well, if you're intrigued and you want to try it and weigh in on the saltiness, 3 ounces has 170 calories, 11 grams of fat, 15 grams protein, 660 milligrams sodium. If you're curious, 6 Weight Watcher points. It is available at Costco and other club stores. It's Ruprecht black garlic roast beef in the fridge.
And since no one liked it, it's all for me. So great.
Yep.
I think it tastes like 6,660 milligrams.
Mike, you're going to bloat. So if you have like a slim fit pair of jeans you're planning on wearing tonight, maybe don't eat this.
Okay. Yep, you're going to pop right out of them. Next up, another item by Ruprecht. Maybe all the salt went in the first one, and this one won't be, but it's a fully cooked chicken Florentine.
That's attractive.
It's a fully cooked chicken Florentine.
Do they ever have half-cooked items?
Oh, wow. It just falls apart. I don't even need the knife.
Some, I don't think they do. Wow. It's a fall apart. Maybe because of all the sodium made it all soft.
It's very saucy.
So there were four pieces of chicken. Whoop. Did you lose it?
Nope.
There were four pieces of chicken in the package.
Okay.
I just pulled out one.
This is a very generous portion.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Oh, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm. Very hot.
Very hot.
I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, so do I.
It's not like super flavorful.
No, but it has like a little bit of a creamy sauce and a little bit of like spinach and soft chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little meal starter.
It's prepared sous vide style. So that's probably why it's so tender and juicy. It's slow cooked and sous vide? I thought sous vide was fat. I don't know. Slow cooked in a Parmesan Romano cream sauce with spinach, red bell pepper, and Italian herbs. It's ready in 10 minutes. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It tastes almost like baby food.
Mm-hmm. It is very soft and creamy, yeah. But that's like a one spoiled baby that's getting fully cooked chicken Florentine. 5 ounces has 170 calories, 7 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points, and this one is available at Costco. It's Ruprecht fully cooked chicken Florentine in the fridge.
Okay. Is that a Costco brand?
It seems like they're always at Costco, so I don't know if they're specifically a Costco brand, but they are definitely a Costco brand.
The previous one we know is also available at other club stores. So
they're not
exclusive. It's an open relationship.
Next up, we have Cuisine Solutions seared salmon in soy honey and ginger sauce, another refrigerated item. I like these refrigerated protein choices better than the frozen ones for whatever reason.
Mike was very excited about this one to show it to me because it's a very Jamie item. Whoa. Wait, that was not what I was expecting.
So there are four pieces of salmon, full pieces like that. So
really?
I just took out one because I thought, why make four when I can just make one?
That is
smart.
That is swimming in sauce.
That could be my fault. Maybe I'd sauce it a little bit too much.
Did you take...
It came in... They all came four together, all sauced together. So I just did what I thought was like a fourth of...
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I'm sure you did a good job.
It's a very thick glaze.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. This is also like falling apart tender.
I am a fan of cooked salmon. I never used to be.
Same, actually.
Just sushi was the only salmon you liked? Or you didn't like salmon at all?
I like lox. Mm-hmm. I like this. I think it's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
that's very good.
I think it's very good. You can tell it's not salmon that you cooked just recently.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So don't expect it to be like restaurant prepared.
It tastes like processed salmon, but it's delicious.
Yeah, like a little cured almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with like a teriyaki.
Mm-hmm. This is also a good one because of all that sauce to like serve over some like steamed veg, some riced cauliflower.
For sure. Yeah, but I don't know that I would purchase that, but I would eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm not blown away because I think we've tried things like this before that were better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're like a little being a little tough today.
I was really expecting this to be an ultimate Costco haul, but I don't think it's going to be an ultimate Costco haul.
We'll see.
Okay.
A little more info, 5 ounces, 190 calories, 8 grams of fat. 730 milligrams sodium. But see, it's balanced because of the sweetness.
Yeah, definitely. Sodium. And you know, it doesn't taste overly salty. Mm-hmm. And don't feel bad, Mike, because the truth is, it's always easier. It's harder to make protein taste fresh and amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So once it's processed, you know, don't take it personally.
And also, this is what we're here for. We are saving people money because we have to test these things or they won't know. So this is still very valuable info.
Absolutely.
6 Weight Watcher points available at Costco. It's Cuisine Solutions seared salmon in a soy, honey, and ginger sauce in the fridge.
Next up, we have Stone Ridge Ranch French style beef dip. Sliced choice roast beef in a savory au jus sauce. Another fridge item and another roast beef item.
Yeah, and so this is more like your French dip style roast beef. Mm-hmm. And like by the way, so this is just half the pack. It comes with two pouches. This is just one of the pouches. So it's a lot.
This is like Arby's style. It's like thinly sliced.
French dip. Yeah.
I've never had a French dip.
Really?
Are you supposed to put it on a sandwich and dip it in the au jus?
Yes, it's exactly what you're supposed to do.
And we should mention, so this one is very high in sodium, but keep in mind, that's like if you drink all the sauce.
You want a big piece like that?
Sure.
So yeah, you're really probably not going to consume all 840 milligrams.
With a big crazy straw. Yeah. Just dip it in.
This looks good.
Very soft.
Really good.
Yeah, this is less salty. It's still salty.
Mm.
But I really like that. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember Steak-ums?
Mm-mm, we didn't have them out here.
Oh, Steak-ums were the best. It was like a frozen, thinly sliced steak.
Oh, wow.
What's it mean? Go ahead.
You could make like a Philly cheesesteak with it.
This would be amazing actually on like toasted bread with even like provolone on top. Like it's so sandwich ready.
It's Philly cheesesteak style.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. I love the thin slice nature of it.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah. 5 ounces, 170 calories. I feel like everything has been 170 calories.
It's the 170 haul.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
5 grams of fat. 4 Weight Watcher points available at Costco. It's called Stone Ridge Ranch French Style Beef Dip.
I like that a lot.
Me too.
Oh, I'm excited for this next one.
Next up, we have Chef Hack. We love Chef Hack. Chef Hack's organic rainbow carrots in a maple Dijon glaze. Wow.
So normally I would have put this in the microwave, but Chef Hack says put it in the air fryer. That's what he recommends. So this is air fried. And it also comes with this honey glaze, honey Dijon glaze. I didn't put it on because I don't think we're going to need it based on what I saw already. It looks very seasoned. But we could dip it if we wanted to. I just thought we should try it without the glaze because we really don't need it. Because look at this.
Yeah, but if you want the honey Dijon flavor.
Whoa. Yeah. I love this style of carrot.
Jamie, will you take a photo of that? That is like, I want that. Yeah. I just.
Is that your new profile picture?
Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, it looks good even without the sauce.
It definitely does.
Yeah. I think it.
Yeah, I mean, we could dip it so we don't glaze them all.
Oh my gosh, that looks so enticing. These are giant like heirloom carrots. I know.
In multicolors. They're rainbow.
I used to love when King's Fish House
had the best carrots.
And what did they do it with? Chopped?
Pistachio, right?
No, it was...
Oh, macadamia.
Oh, it wasn't macadamia. It was hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts.
They still have those. I like the old ones. I like the glazed ones. They have the ones that you're referring to.
I love those.
I'm having a traditional orange carrot.
I'll go for a yellow.
Yeah, it's harissa. They're harissa carrots with the hazelnuts.
This looks so good. I'm definitely trying it with the sauce.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Mm.
Chef Hack, we love you.
He did it again.
Miss.
That
sauce is so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will he sell it? Maybe. Does he sell this sauce separately?
Maybe he does.
I bet he does because he does sauces.
This whole carrot is so delicious.
Me too. I want to eat like 10 of them. Wow. They're perfectly cooked.
Mm-hmm. They're fried.
And this came in the fridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's just take a peek and see if Chef Hack.
Is that the whole pack?
That's the whole pack, yeah.
How many servings are in the pack? Do we know?
Oh, you know what this is?
Is it his everything sauce?
I think it is. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He has...
6 servings, by the way.
Well, hang on. No, this is not the same, but he has an organic barbecue sauce that's smoked maple mustard. It doesn't even look like barbecue. But it's not grainy everything. Like this.
He has that everything mustard sauce that
it's not on
home.
The site anymore. I think they rebranded
it. They changed it. Yeah. They changed the name of it.
To the smoky maple mustard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not grainy like this. So this is different. But that one's great too. Oh, Chef Hack.
I will be eating many of those. I'm in love.
Wowza. 3/4 of a cup. You can't measure that in cups. These are giant carrots.
I know. It should be like per
Could
carrot.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. I'm so in love with those.
It's
okay.
Probably 3 carrots.
Yeah, you can count them and see how many servings. 6 servings.
Is that what it said? 6 servings?
Yeah.
Okay, so we each had 1.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's about 3 carrots, right?
Yeah. So about 3 carrots, 110 calories, 5 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points. These are available at Costco. Chef Hack's original. No, Chef Hack's organic rainbow carrots with a maple Dijon glaze.
Mm-hmm-hmm. Good job, Chef.
I'm so glad we're getting some veggies in after all that. I'm like starting to get the meat sweats, you know?
Yeah. And there are more veggies on the way. Branch out bell pepper crisps with sea salt. Bell pepper crisps.
Yeah, look at this bag. Isn't that cute? Pretty cute? Wow. I don't know if it's cute. It's pretty.
It's attractive.
It is pretty. Yeah. I never heard of bell pepper crisps. Mm-hmm. These are like snacks.
Oh, wow.
Are they like?
Oh, wow.
Freeze-dried?
Yeah, take a sniff.
Right, whoa, look how cool they look.
Whoa. Oh, listen, they sound like a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be playing the harmonica and the bell pepper crisp in this next...
These are crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would go to that concert, Jamie.
These are like not even strips. These are like scoops.
Hmm. They're very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Could use more seasoning.
Yeah, they're a little... Well, there's a little weird.
There's an after pepper taste.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I kind of like them, though.
They're smoky.
Yeah.
And they're also a little sour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're a little weird.
I'm going to try one
so
more.
So all this is dried bell peppers and then less than 2% of oil and salt.
I mean, what I like about this is it looks great and it looks like the kind of thing that you'd be like, wow, I'm going to love this. It's life changing. But then you try it. And yeah. You're like, maybe I'm just glad I tried it. And I
yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Like the bag will not go to waste. Like I feel like we'll eat those.
I wonder if each pepper tastes different. Like the reds taste different than the greens.
Well, generally the reds will be sweeter. Mm-hmm. That's what I had. Let's see if there's anything else to know about this.
I tasted the red and the green.
Yeah.
They lock in the nutrition, flavor, and color like never before. Dried without freezing, oxidizing, or excessively heating.
Yeah, the red was a little bit sweeter.
And is there oil in there?
There is. It's interesting because it says contains 2% or less of oil and salt, but yet it has 3.5 grams of fat.
Right. And it has like, if you eat that bag, it's like 500 calories
yeah,
or something.
So about 1 ounce portion, which is probably a nice amount because they're mm-hmm. so light, has 90 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, only 100 milligrams of sodium, 3 Weight Watcher points. They also have, wow, Dana coming through with the spectacular info. The other crisps by this company include pineapple,
ooh,
avocado,
ooh,
Brussels sprouts,
ooh,
and they have something called chewy banana bites.
Oh, wow.
Mm, this might be like banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are available at Costco in LA and Hawaii, but they recently expanded to stores in the Midwest, and you can find them online at branchoutfood.com. Currently sold out, but keep an eye on them. It's Branch Out Bell Pepper Crisps.
And I feel like it's an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't hate them. I would eat, if I needed to get some vegetable, some mm-hmm. fiber, as I like to get, I would maybe go for that if I had to yeah. get a quick bag of something, you know?
And if you just need something crunchy, and I like them. I think that's one that grows on you. I bet in a couple of days, ask mm-hmm. us again, and we'll change our rating.
I'm going to try it again, because I really didn't really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's something I like about it.
It's all right. Might be good on a salad. I say that all the time, but okay. Next up, I Heart Amaranth Churritos in Chipotle and Himalayan salt. What the heck?
I just have to say the notes on this say that the brand name on the packaging is written I, and then there's like a little heart emoji, mm-hmm. Amaranth. Mm-hmm. Dana says, but they write the company name elsewhere. Oh. They seem to call it I Amaranth or I Am Aranth or I Am Aranth.
I don't understand. Okay. It's a weird name for a company.
First of all, they don't look anything.
What are they?
They don't look puffy like the box, like the bag, the front of the bag shows, like the picture.
Okay. What's a churrito?
It's like a little churro, right?
Corn flour, amaranth seeds. I don't even know amaranth seeds.
Yeah.
I'm confused about all
okay,
of this.
Okay, so these are plant-based snacks.
Oh, they look like big, crunchy, fat Chinese noodles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's great.
Mmm.
I thought they were going to taste like churros. No, they are spicy and delicious.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's like definitely a corn flour type
of taste. How many sticks do you get for the calories
there? Hold on. A tiny super seed with big benefits. That's what amaranth is.
Mm-hmm.
You get 30 pieces for $120.
That's good.
Wow.
And spicy, so you probably didn't even eat 30.
It also comes in habanero and Himalayan salt and original Himalayan salt, which I think people would love.
Yeah, this is the only one they had at our Costco.
I love these.
Yeah, that's really, really good. 120 calories, 7 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points, available at Costco, some other grocery stores regionally all over the U.S. and in Mexico. You can order online from iamaranth.com.
Interesting. iamaranth, A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H. Okay. Love.
Now, the next item, I just want to say, when I saw it, I thought I was having a flashback to high school, but that these things, but maybe it was like a, what's it called? The Mandela effect. Because I thought that this type, it's a corn nut, but I thought they were smaller. This is like a corn nut on steroids.
What?
At least that's what it looks like.
But you haven't opened, the bag yet.
I haven't even announced it, talked about it.
Well, I didn't say what it is. We didn't give it the name.
You just said it was a corn nut.
Yeah, on steroids.
Okay. Rolling Pin corn nuts on steroids. No, Rolling Pin giant Peruvian Inca crunchy corn in sea salt. They look like love corn with some kind of a condition
like
that causes them to bloat.
Yeah. They ate some of that roast beef.
Oh my good. Yeah, no kidding. Oh my God, this is like giant corn nuts. You're right.
But like puffier?
Yum.
Okay. I don't even know if they're puffy. They're just tremendous.
No, they're crunchy. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It says light and airy. I don't think it's airy.
Mmm.
Oh, damn good.
One third cup, 28 servings. I love corn nuts.
I don't think I would be able to stick that. I think that's a two third of a cup snack.
I would eat the whole bag.
Yeah.
How much is the whole bag?
A lot.
A lot.
How many?
Well, 28 times a third.
It's a Costco size bag. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat the whole bag, but let's talk about reality.
But I would eat two servings, which would be 260, which is a little much for a snickety snack.
This is like, you know, if I found out I had a last meal, this might be my appetizer.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
It's so good.
That's
it's
a heck of a testimonial.
It's so funny, like when I'm going through the aisles and I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to be the one Lisa loves the most. So this was not the one I predicted Lisa would love the most.
I love it.
Well, here's something else to love about it. It's on Amazon. This is the only flavor, by the way, just pure, salty, roasty corn goodness. Dana noted that Trader Joe's has a snack very much like this. It's called TJ's Peruvian Inca Corn, and she loves it.
Oh.
Wow.
So that is great information. A third of a cup has 130 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, only 90 milligrams of sodium, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Rolling Pin, giant Peruvian Inca crunchy corn and sea salt.
And do they come in individual servings at all, anywhere in this country or any other country? Because I want it. I would have to break those down into servings. Anyway.
The bag on Amazon is the jumbo bag.
Jumbo corn and jumbo bag. If it was individual servings, it would be like one corn. Yeah. In a little tiny bag. I would take it.
That's funny.
I would take it. All right, next up, we have doughy chocolate chip cookie dough. Doughy chocolate chip cookie dough in the fridge. Now, are you supposed to eat this as dough or do you make it into cookies?
Do both.
Yep. Enjoy raw or baked. Oh, it looks like a little ice cream, like a mini pint.
Wow.
That is a pretty package.
And so you could make it in the oven or the air fryer. I did air fryer.
Try it both ways, raw and baked?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no egg in it or whatever. So it says you can eat it as is.
Did you have to add anything to it? Tell us about the cooking process.
So I preheat the air fryer to whatever it said, 350. I got a tablespoon, and I scooped it, popped it onto the parchment paper in the air fryer, popped it in for whatever it says, 7 to 9 minutes.
These are only 60 calories?
Yeah.
Wait, 7 to 9 minutes, not 79
Yeah,
minutes.
Nine minutes.
Guys, this is 60 calories?
That looks like a 120 calorie cookie.
It looks like a big cookie.
Yeah.
Like a big enough cookie.
Right.
I'm excited.
What's great, too, is I would not look at this and think it's a low-calorie item, but 60 calories and less than 4 grams of sugar for, a soft cookie.
Let's try the dough. That is so good.
I was going to bring spoons. I think you could probably fork it.
Yeah. Wow. How many servings in this?
36.
No, 18.
Oh,
18 servings.
There are two tubs.
Oh,
it comes with two tubs.
Okay.
So so it's 18. Wow. I'm going to try it. I would never.
The cookie, when you eat just a cookie and it's 60 calories, that's good. But having only a tablespoon of cookie dough for 60 calories doesn't seem as impressive.
Well, that's so good. But I mean, who would eat more? Cookie dough is so rich.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the best cookie dough I ever had.
Wow.
Oh, that's wow. really good cookie dough.
I want to see if it comes in other varieties. This is vegan, by the way.
It is?
Low glycemic, vegan, no eggs or dairy, gluten-free, grain-free, low sugar, just 7 simple ingredients. It also comes in brownie batter, peanut butter, and birthday cake. And, guys, this is at Costco, at Target,
whoa,
and select grocery stores nationwide. You can also order it online from eatdoughy.com. Peggy, if you're listening, we gotta ring these people.
There's no flour in this.
Where on earth can you buy this? Can you buy it on Amazon? Or is it refrigerated?
I don't think so.
It's refrigerated, yeah.
I'm having another little bit of this.
It says enjoy raw or baked, but I guess it's cashew flour. Is that because that's the top ingredient?
You know what? It tastes like cashews.
Yeah.
It tastes like cashews.
Yeah.
I was going to say it tastes like cashew nuts. Because that's what I call them sometimes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I wonder if they have them locally at Gelson's or Bristol. I mean,
it's at our Costco.
You can take it online.
You can get 1.5 for these now. Well, 1 3/4 because that's what we have here.
That's the last item?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot to make an announcement.
What was the announcement?
This is the last item.
Oh.
Oh,
that was a twisty, turny, unexpected Costco haul.
It was a lot of twists and turns. It was. But it's interesting. There's a lot of like favorites in there mixed in.
I like this type of haul because I think it's like, yeah, it's great to discover 15 new great products, 10, 10, 10, add to cart. But I also like that feeling of, okay, don't need to bother with that one. Like, it's just solid info when you know, is this going to be for me or not?
Yeah.
I love this cookie dough.
It's so good.
Oh,
this is a feast, you guys.
We had
cheesy bread. We had meats.
Yeah, cheesy bread, meats. I'm not telling you to be quiet.
Oh.
I was like counting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had cheesy bread, meats.
Fresh veggies, dried veggies, cookie dough, cookies.
Should we do a giveaway before I rate?
Mike's too busy
eating salty roast beef.
Let's rate and then do the giveaway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All sounds right. good. I'm ready. I'm
starting
ready.
Starting things I'm ready. Off. Here we go. Tipiak pull apart cheese bread stuffed with cheese, garlic, and herbs.
I'm giving that one a 9. It was very delicious. I would eat that anytime.
Yeah.
9.
Oh, by the way, that came with 2 of them. 2 full blocks like that. So we got whatever's left here, and then you can take the other one home.
You take it. It's all you. All you.
Next on the list, Ruprecht. Am I saying that right? Ruprecht. Black garlic. Ruprecht black garlic roast beef. This was the first of the beef.
That saltiness I can't get over. The pepper and the salt. I'm giving that a 7.5.
I would give it an 8.5.
Oh my gosh, I would go even lower. I'm surprised. Okay, next we did the Ruprecht fully cooked chicken Florentine.
I'm giving that an 8.
Nice.
That was acceptable and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Cuisine Solutions seared salmon in a soy, honey, and ginger sauce.
That I'm giving an 8. That deserves an 8.
Yeah.
It was tasty.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best thing ever, but it was solid.
Yeah. Yep.
Next up, Stone Ridge Ranch French style beef dip. This was the thinly sliced one with olive sauce.
I'm giving that a 9.
Yes.
That was yummy. That was really enjoyed it.
Much better than Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Hack is back. What did we think of Chef Hack's organic rainbow carrots with a maple Dijon glaze?
10.
Yeah.
Those,
no,
I mean, they had to be a 10. I want more of them.
Yeah.
I still have my mustard glaze sitting here.
Take them all home.
I enjoy them.
Next, we tried Branch Out bell pepper crisps.
I'm so sorry. I really did not like them. But I know you guys didn't hate them as much as me, so I'm giving them a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have given them, was a 7.
I really want to try their other products. I want to try the Brussels.
Yeah.
I want to try the banana bites. I want to try the pineapple.
I wonder if those peppers would be good crushed up and put onto a salad.
I think they would be worse.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I thought of that too, and I don't know. Weird flavor.
All right. Next, we tried the I Heart or just I Amaranth Churritos. We tried the Chipotle and Himalayan salt flavor.
10. I'm eating another one now.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah, those are great.
Am I crazy? I love it.
No. Well, if that's going to get a 10, what's this next one going to get?
Rolling Pin. Oh, that's what I thought you were rating for. I forgot for a second. Okay, next up was Rolling Pin Giant Peruvian Inca Crunchy Corn and Sea Salt.
10. It's a 10.
Wow.
It was so good.
If that got a 10 and the other one got a 10, what's Dowie going to get?
Well,
Last on the list, doughy chocolate chip cookie dough.
10.
Wow.
We ended with 3 tens. Yeah. This is like if you go bowling and you're not doing well, and then the last 3 frames, you get strikes.
Yeah.
Wait, exactly. Which is funny because rolling pin.
Oh, wow.
Rolling pin.
And 3 strikes is a turkey.
That's true.
A turkey?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. What it's called? Yeah, when you get 3 strikes in bowling, it's called a turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have any turkey, do we?
No turkey.
It's funny. If you think about, like, I'm thinking about going back to one item to have more of it. Can you guess what it is?
I think it's the crunchy corn Peruvian
item. I think it's the Chef Hack's carrots.
Oh, yeah.
It's the corn the carrots, but the corn was what was on my mind. Yes. Yum. Okay, what are we giving away?
Should we give away a book, a signed book?
Sure. Let's give away a signed book to people who review the book.
Yeah.
So how do we do that?
How can they review it if they don't have it yet?
Good point. Well, here's the thing. You're going to get a signed book. So you could give the book that you already bought to a friend.
And you can get the book of choice. You could pick any Hungry Girl book.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
here we go.
We know
there are 16 of them.
Yeah.
So here's how it works, guys. Leave a review for the new Hungry Girl Sheet Pan Cookbook on Amazon.
Yep.
Text Mikey, let him know you've done this at
805-380-8075.
As always, to win a prize, you don't have to leave the review. You're also eligible if you just text Mikey and say, hey, Mikey, please, I want to win a book.
Yeah.
Do all that, people, and you've got a shot at winning a signed cookbook from Lisa. We'll even let you choose which book.
Yes. And if you want to pick the book with the most recipes, that would be Hungry Girl to the Max.
Mm-hmm, 650 of them. Wow. That was exhausting year working on that cookbook.
It was. But that book, you know what? You know, getting off topic for a minute, there's a lot of recipes that were like old favorites at the time that we kind of updated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a great book.
Was that the second book?
No.
It was like 6 or something.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or 7. I don't know. It was kind of far in.
Was the second book 1, 2, 3?
Mm-mm. Second book was 200.
200 under 200. 200.
Also the best-selling Hungry Girl cookbook. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
That's crazy.
All right. Little known facts. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thank you guys for this lovely haul. It was wonderful.
You're welcome.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the next one. What is it? Do we know?
Tentatively, it will be an Aldi haul.
Mm.
But we shall see.
Yay.
Yeah. It all depends on how many things I can find there.
I bet you can do it.
I can. I can.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.